Well, good morning, everybody. We're going to go ahead and get underway. This is Vance Rogers, and I want to welcome everyone to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. And with us this morning is a wonderful gal that we've heard from before a few weeks ago, got to hear her testimony, but we're going to spend a full 30 minutes with her today and learn a few more of the things, not only about her and her husband, but some of the things that they've discovered that make sharing Nikan, this wonderful gift that we all have, easier for them and make, I guess, more natural. And just as a quick reminder, at the end of the call, I'll cover what we've got coming up in the next couple weeks and some wonderful, wonderful stuff. It's actually kind of a deviation of where we were going, and I'm thrilled, elated, with anticipation of what we've got coming in the next couple weeks. But let me just give you a little background on Colleen Thomas. Before Nikan, she taught nutrition and family consumer science. It's consumer science, I'm curious about that one. For 32 years, she's got an MA with an emphasis in health, constantly researching. Before Nikan, she suffered with arthritis in her knees, also in both hands, so it hurt really, really bad to write or even shake hands with people. Backaches since high school, and a herniated disc with three bulge discs in backs this last Easter, and in April of 2009, so less than a year ago, with the Flex and other magnetics, other components of the Wellness Home and the nutrition, able to avoid cortisone shots or surgery. Well, Colleen, that in itself is enough to really spark somebody's interest in the fact that you didn't have to go under the knife, which is always a miracle. And I'm not putting down Western medicine, because oftentimes it is extremely necessary. However, you decided to go a different route. So tell us about that, and welcome aboard.
Oh, well, thanks, Vance. Good morning. And say, Vance, I think you've covered it all. I don't think I have to say anything more.
Well, this will be an abbreviated call then today.
Okay.
So yes. with the background like that of one who taught nutrition, you weren't necessarily condoning Western medicine, but Western medicine really doesn't teach a whole lot about nutrition, other than that we should all consume that magic 2,000 calories a day, which will get us into the condition we are as a culture, as far as size. But you really, for your own sake, going through and enduring what you were dealing with the arthritis and the herniated back and the back issues since a teenager, you just from obviously apparent reasons, you were going to go a different route.
That's correct, Dan. And I've really had to change almost everything, or so many things that I have learned through college and through different things. And even since I taught, which was 5 years ago, I retired from teaching, I have had to relearn so many things, and I've had time to do a lot of research, and I'm finding out things that are just amazing, and my husband and I have really had to change our life around. And if you'd like, what I'll do, I have some things sketched out here. I can just go through and start out talking about before we can, and just go on.
Yeah, let's talk about it. And I don't want to necessarily get into the misery of what, because we've all suffered from physical things, but what was life like for you, especially, and again, going back to a teenager, how did you develop back issues as a teenager?
I think it was inherited, because both my parents suffered from back aches, and they were constantly going to the chiropractor all their life, and even in high school, I used to go to the chiropractor. So I think it was genetics playing a factor in that, and, you know, a lot of different things. But like you said, I'll go ahead and I'll share my story here before you can. And that was 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago this March 29th that we joined. And I had, like you said, I'd had arthritis in my knees and my fingers, and it was hard to write, even hold a pencil. That was hard. The thing that really scared me was that it was hard to cut with scissors. And I taught family and consumer science, which part of it was sewing. And I did a lot of sewing and crafts, and to not be able to use the scissors was a real concern to me. If anyone shook my hand, it was very painful. So one recommendation I have to people is please do not shake hands hard, because people with arthritis, it's very, very painful.
Sure.
I'm happy to say now I have no arthritis pain, so, you know, that's really good. Also, when I was introduced to Mecan, I had tendonitis in my wrist, and anyone who's had tendonitis, it's like a broken wrist. It's very painful, and I had had that for 3 months, excruciating pain, and when I was introduced into Mecan, it was from Bob Brighton, who was a guest speaker in my health class, and he talked on things you can do, instead of surgery and medicine and using magnetics. And so I kind of put that in the back of my mind, and it was 2 years later that I had this tendonitis, and I happened to run into Bob again, and he saw I had my hand in a sling, and he asked me what was wrong, and I told him, and he said, I think I can help you. And so I went over, and he loaned me 2 mini magnets and a far infrared wrap, which is a Kinko wrap, for my wrist. And lo and behold, in one day, I was not having my tendonitis pain. It was a lot less. And in 3 days, it was pretty much back to normal. And that same day that he had loaned me that, I also had a horrific backache. It was really bad. And I asked him, do you have anything that would help my back? And he says, well, try this. So he had loaned me a magnetic back flex, which it looks like a mud flap. Very unusual thing, but I thought, okay, I'll try it. So I put that on, and my back was so bad at that point that I knew I would have to go to the chiropractor. So I put it on, and within an hour, I did not have a backache, and I thought, now wait a minute, what's going on? Because usually when I get a backache, it's no return, and I have to get right to the chiropractor. Because with my background, 3 times I've had a backache so bad I couldn't walk. One time I picked up a shirt to put in the laundry, and I was downstairs. My back went out. I was flat on the floor, and I called my husband and son, and they had to carry me upstairs, get me to the chiropractor. He couldn't do anything because I was in such drastic pain that I went to the hospital. They gave me a hypo. I went back to the chiropractor, and he kind of got me back in shape again, you know. So, I mean, that's my background. My back has been out 3 times like that where I could not walk, you know. I had to get to the chiropractor in a wheelchair one time.
So you were, pardon the extremity of it, but you were an extreme case when it comes to, I mean, your story is reminiscent of growing up in our family and watching what my dad suffered through. And even after surgery, he still dealt with it. And in the same exact product, 5 days later, well, it turned our whole family's lives around as a result because of the power of the technology. Colleen, I'm curious, when you first were introduced to Nikan and you had that first reaction with on your wrist with the tendonitis and whatnot, were you at all skeptical? I mean, were little light bulbs and warning signs going off in your head going, you know, saying, what's this? This can't be true. I've never heard of this before. I mean, anything like that?
No.
Really?
I like to try things, and I'm not one that will go with, just the regular way of doing things, like medicine. In fact, I don't even like to take aspirin. And I have used magnets throughout my life, different companies, and they've helped a little. So when I had this experience with the Nutan magnets, I thought, whoa, these are powerful things. So I was surprised some, but I wasn't totally. Mm-hmm. And my husband is here, and he has his hand up.
I'm going to interrupt here because I'm the skeptical one of this group. Well, our last name is Thomas. Well, my first name is Doubting. And Colleen got into this weekend company, Stock, Stock and Barrel, thank goodness. And she beat me over the head with it for a year and a half before I finally decided I really didn't have to understand why they work. They just work. And she's an amazing story. She's helped so many people that are just amazing stories. I'm sure she'll probably mention her mom. I think I'll go ahead and feel that thunder and just say, damn, that was an amazing thing. Her mom was, 95 or so, and she had neuropathy from diabetes, and her legs were blue and purple, and her knees hurt, and her hips hurt. And so Colleen said, well, hey, you know, I've got these things. I might as well stick a pair of Mag Strides, it was, into her shoes. She came back a week later, and her feet weren't blue and purple anymore, and she could feel her feet. They weren't ribby anymore, and it was just amazing. And her knees didn't bother anymore. She always complained about her knees hurting. Well, she didn't do that anymore, and her hips were less painful. It was just amazing to me. Between that and Colleen's experiences and all the other experiences she's helped people with, it finally beat me over the head enough that, hey, I don't know how they work, but they work real good.
Now, I have to ask, because you said, you know, it's like most males, not all, but we have that Doubting Thomas personality. What was your background that caused you to be a little bit skeptical of what was going on here with these, you know, weird magnetic products from Japan?
Well, Colleen was a teacher, and so was I, and I taught science. So I thought I had to know why it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know why anymore. It just worked real good.
Now, with that, now you guys, what I didn't mention is you guys snowbird during the wintertime in Texas. Originally from Iowa, which obviously for, you know, good reasons, you're down there when it's freezing, as Al shared with us, 22 below in Wisconsin. It's got to be pretty close to the same in Iowa. And what have you discovered? And you may, you know, volley it back to Colleen at this point, but in having an experience like that, it compels. It's almost like a mandate that you share that experience with other people. I might throw in here, too, in sharing that experience, as you so beautifully described the reaction or the results that your mother-in-law, Colleen's mom, has had. We don't make any medical claims, of course. We just simply allow people to experience the products, and about 100% of the time, they have wonderful magic coincidences. And so we can't say that just because you've experienced this or you've endured this that you're going to have the same reaction that other people have. And at the same time, you get on the products and use them long enough, and especially experiment with all the components of the wellness home, and you're going to get the result. So in sharing that with other people, what have you found? Because I know as full-time snowbirds, you spend several months of the year in Texas in RV parks. You're full-time RVers and down there. And what are some of the experiences that you guys have discovered?
Well, we've had quite a few experiences with helping people. The RV parks that we stay in are for those people over 55 years and older. And so we see a lot of hurting people down here. And, we never really wanted to do another business. We just wanted to be retired. and have fun and, you know, fun in the sun and all that kind of thing. But we found that we just cannot sit back and see people suffer. When we have the Mecan tools to help people feel better, I mean, we know they work, you know. And so what we try and do, you know, we have our fun and everything and all that, but we help people whenever we can.
So take me to a situation. Let's just kind of hypothetical. I'm parked right next to you at the RV park, and I'm 62 years old, and in conversation, I mentioned, because you noticed real quickly, that I'm kind of hunched over and I'm not moving very fast, and I keep throwing my hands on my backside to kind of apply pressure, and what would you say to me?
Okay, well, one thing I do is, you know, get to know them and, you know, get to know about them, and then we just become friends, like, you know, we enjoy visiting with people, and I share a little bit about my experience, you know, with my back and that, and then many times they will open up and share about them. And so what we do a lot is we just loan out products. We have a whole wellness home of products, and we also have a lot of extra mag steps and mag strides that we have just for the purpose of helping people. So we loan out the mag steps and mag strides, and then, you know, they see that, wow, you know, these things really work, and so they become interested. And so we like to help people one-on-one instead of a big group. So
let me ask you this. Do you put any conditions on, you know, for example, I have shared, you've gotten to know me a little better, and you hand me a Flex, and obviously because you've shared with me what happened with you, and a week goes by, and I'm loving the results that I'm having. Are there any other conditions that you put on it? Do you hand me a CD to listen to or anything like that?
Okay, yeah. Usually we give them a CD along with the product that is about their particular need that they have. And we have a lot of CDs that we've purchased, you know, that share different product experiences. We invite them to our motorhome. We have a wellness home in our motorhome with the Air Wellness Power 5 Pro air filtration system. We have the Mecan Aquaphor water system, the sleep system, and we use, I think, all the nutritionals Mecan makes. And so we bring the people in our home and share the home with them. And we also like to show them a thermographic DVD that Curtis Dennis has made.
Right, okay.
It helps people to understand how the magnetic shift. And,
you're approaching it from two different angles at the same time. One, educating the mind when you're doing that, and then also educating the body, or allowing them to experience the products firsthand.
Right. Because Mecan is really an education company, which is what we love. You know, we were both educators. And Mecan is real good about wanting their wellness consultants to teach people about these products. And so that they understand, you know. And one of the best ways is to try the product. You know, it's easy to give people mag steps. And, you know, when they have them, they see that they work.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to my mom, she used to have gout really bad. I mean, real bad. And since she had the mag strides in her shoes, you know, I don't know that she had gotten gout anymore. And she lived to be 97 years old, which was 2 years ago. And, you know, like Larry had said, her neuropathy never came back. Her gout, that was wonderful. That wasn't a problem with her. So, you know, these are things you can just share with people, too. And anytime you can help someone to not hurt, that's the key.
Okay, now I have to ask the question, and all these people that you've met in the RV park, because you guys are so similar, to my folks in that it's very easy. You're very comfortable with getting to know people, which I, you know, have to add in there that it's so important to, you know, network, build the network of, with people and building the relationship before you start trying to be the network marketer. Now, something I picked up from Dave Stoltz this week that, you know, we so often try to market before we even built the network, built the relationships. And with that, out of that, have you been able to introduce people to duplicate what you guys have in your motorhome, your motor coach, as far as a wellness home, or has it just mostly been mag steps or individual products like the Flex, the Minis, that kind of thing?
Okay, well, many people, after they start with, you know, the mag steps and the back flex and see what it does, they're able to do things. And I'll give you a few examples here. We've been able to help people with a lot of health issues. There's one lady who has rheumatoid arthritis, and we loaned her our demo sleep system while we were, this was a couple years ago, three years ago, when we went to Mesa, Arizona. And so they had the sleep system for 3 months. And she said after the first night on the sleep system, she slept so much better. And even her husband, who had sciatica, that helped him, and he was amazed with that. So since then, they have gotten a wellness home. She does cleanse and uses many of the Mecan nutritionals. And it's pretty exciting because her rheumatologist, or the doctor with the rheumatoid arthritis, I'm not sure if that's how you say it. But
it'll work. We know what you're talking about.
Okay. Told her she has the best numbers ever and to keep up doing what she's doing. And the doctor is now working with her to get off some of her prescriptions. She was on 19 different medications.
Wow.
And so this doctor is real good. This doctor has heard of Mecan before and knows that nutritionals are good and the products are good. And he says, the doctor says, just keep doing what you're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So and when we saw her the first time, she was walking with a cane, and she looked like she was not feeling good, you know, just her whole face and everything, you know, kind of gray. And now she's walking without her cane. People, when they see her, they say, "Wow, what are you doing? You're looking so good," you know.
Sure.
And so, I mean, that story is just so exciting. It's really neat. We've helped people who have diabetes and numbness. The MagSteps are helping with that. There's a person with diabetes and has some disorder the doctors couldn't find what's wrong, and he couldn't walk, was depressed, was just, you know, sitting in the motorhome, not having any fun. He is now walking without the walker and even driving again, you know.
Wow.
And it almost brings tears to my eyes when, you know, you see these people being helped. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, I have to ask, have any of these ever, of these folks that you've introduced, have they, should I say, caught the vision for what you and Larry are doing as far as sharing it from kind of doing the business without doing the business, in a sense, because you said, well, we weren't looking for a business, we just wanted to enjoy retirement, which you're doing, and has that been able to translate beyond people? I mean, have they duplicated and reciprocated to others once they've had the results, or are you working with them and building it up?
Okay, well, some of the people are starting with helping family members who have, you know, things, or like one lady is, you know, talking with as many people as she knows about, you know, the different products. So it does filter down, just like us, you know. We never want a business, and that's not our main objective. Our main objective in life is just to help people not hurt. You know, if we can do that, we've got it, you know. That's our main objective. and a lot, and these people, you know, a lot that we work with are doing the same types of things, just helping others.
Okay. And being in a retirement community like that, I would imagine that most people are not necessarily looking for a business because they're enjoying retirement and maybe their financial portfolio is doing okay. I have to ask the question, though, for you and Larry, what's been the, in any 1 month period of time, from a financial standpoint, what's been the most benefit or the most blessing for you that NECAN sent your way?
Okay. One of the things I really don't want to mention money in that, but
that's specifically what I'm asking about.
I know, man.
Because not everybody is in you guys' shoes. You know, with our culture where we are today, people are looking. They're asking questions, going, isn't it? I received an email yesterday from a person in Toronto that said, you know, I understand there's probably a business side of this. Can you make any money? That was the question that was asked. And I said, no, you can't. I just do it for fun. It's a charity thing. So what have you guys gained out of it?
Okay. Vance, I just want to mention one of the things, like I said, we're retired. We're happy with our position and where we're at. We didn't need a business. So we do make money with it, but the money that we do make, we give as donations to where it's needed. We also purchase things that we can loan out, that we can help other people.
Sure.
But yes, there is money that can be made with NECAN if people are interested in the business as such. That isn't our main focus. Our main focus is just to help people, and that's one thing that I think NECAN is very good about.
Sure.
They, even from corporate, they want to be able to help people. In fact, like with Haiti, they're giving what, $70,000.
It started out as $25,000 increments, $25,000 to the American Red Cross, $25,000 to the European, and then more is being added to that. And I like the direction you're going, because I was kind of obnoxious in that question, and specifically, you know, kind of tightening the screws to the wall there. But the money never really is the focus. However, the five pillars of health with the healthy finances, it's a 20% of that, you know, that balanced wheel, healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society. It's an incredibly important aspect of that. And you're not stressing it at all. However, you know, what you're doing is, as it comes in, you're reinvesting it into your own products and or, as you said, donating it to you know, charitable causes and putting it into areas where it can. And that's the beauty of it. And the flip side, for somebody who just simply wants to, you know, pay their mortgage or, you know, be able to pay their car payment or something like that, the supplemental income, an extra few hundred dollars a month goes a long way. And I would imagine you guys have been able to do that.
Yes, we have. And there is money that can be made with NECAN, and if people want to do the business, wow. I mean, there is potential there, and yes, there is money to be made. So, you know, the neat part about NECAN is if you want to make money, you can. If you want to help people, you can. It's just a win-win situation.
Okay. One last question that I have to ask. What would be your greatest tip for sharing with people on, you know, maybe it's not in their personality. They've had a wonderful experience with NECAN products, but it's a struggle for them to meet people or to really understand how. What would you say to them or to myself if that was an issue? I mean, I can talk to a brick wall. It doesn't bother me a bit. That's the benefit of having the parents I've had. But for somebody who's not as sociable, somebody who, that's a struggle for them to be able to condense their story into a short, you know, little testimony, what would you encourage them to do?
One of the things I would say is just be themselves. You know, we need to be ourselves. You know, smile. People love to have smiles and a welcome smile, and that's just a door opener because, you know, we all want to feel good and we all want to have friends. You know, just be yourself. And I think the CDs and the DVDs are very good to hand out to people on certain issues, you know, and just loaning out things, I think, is very good also.
Sure. Okay, so basically, be honest with your own personality and just convey that, and people will see that. They'll recognize a charlatan a mile away. However, if you just be yourself, and both you guys as teachers, people, you're very sociable, so it became natural for you. But for somebody who struggles with that, what you're saying is just something as simple as smiling can get you a long ways, and it's so true. Any other things that you'd want to share with the group, Colleen, before we sign off?
Should I share about my herniated disc experience? I know I did a couple.
You kind of glossed over it there, but besides, and that was, as you said, last April, so not even a year, last April, not having to go through surgery or have cortisone shots or anything, what did you do? Because you've been using the products for quite some time. What did you do differently to be able to avoid the surgery?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'll just start at the beginning. One of the things I did was I overlifted. You know, I should know better with my back history, but I overlifted and I ended up with a herniated disc. I had an MRI in last April, not even a year ago, and had the herniated disc and 3 bulge discs. And let me tell you, it was pain. It was 10 out of 10 pain. Worst pain I've ever had in my life. It was in my back, went down my leg, and gave me sciatica, restless leg syndrome, which I'd never had before. It also made my foot numb, like neuropathy. And like you said, the doctor recommended the cortisone shot and surgery if that didn't work. And I said no, because I know the toxicity of the shot and the unknown of the surgery. You know, so many people I know were no better off after surgery or were even worse. So I didn't want to go that route if I didn't have to. So what I did was used the Nikan magnetics. I think one key factor is that my husband, Larry, gives me magnetic rollouts every day. And they last from about 40 minutes to 1 hour. He's very, very good about that.
Is his services available for hire for those of us who are nearby?
You'll have to talk to him about that.
Because the rollout experience usually only lasts about 15 to 20 minutes when I do it. So a 40-minute to an hour, that would be something that, you know, Larry could make a little sideline money offering that service.
He does throughout my whole body and my leg where I had the sciatica, and does the massage and everything, and that's real good. So I think that's a key factor, the mag creator that has the magnetic balls in it that you roll on the body it's wonderful. It just gets out all those aches and pains, and, you know, it's really neat. But he's still doing that, you know, and that's very, very important. I use, I think, almost all the nutritional Nikan has, because we feel good health comes from keeping the body in prime health with proper nutrition. And I have, with my background, I've studied nutrition, and I think I've been to every store and health food store, and I have a whole 2 pages of all the nutritionals and what's in them. And before I ever started Nikan using them, I compared them, and Nikan just knocks the socks off of everyone. I mean, especially Jade Greenzymes and Ciaga. We start with those 2 products in the morning, and I think Jade Greenzymes is, well, it is the world's most perfect food, you know. We put Jade Greenzymes, a heaping teaspoon of that in the 1 ounce of Spiaga in a grape juice every morning, and we start out our day with the energy that it gives, and
mm-hmm.
and I think that helps with healing the body too.
Now, did you? Do you feel that was a component in dealing with your herniated disc?
Oh, definitely. I think the nutrition. If you don't have good nutrition, your body's not going to heal. And I think the water, the Nutan water, is such a factor because, I have not drank any water since for 5 years, almost 5 years now. We take our Nutan water wherever we go because water is so polluted with everything, you know, and you've read in the paper all the stuff that's in it. You know, I would not drink it. So I think a big key is the Nutan water and the filtration, you know, that it goes through and the optimizer and everything.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this question for the sake of time, Colleen. The issue with your back, with the herniated disc, I mean, that's pretty serious. Would you say it was a combination of everything? But you were already on all the products at this point. What was the one thing, or was there a one thing that you did that alleviated not having to get the shots and go through the surgery and all that stuff?
Okay. I don't believe, Vance, that I could say it's one thing. I think it's synergy is the key, and that's using all the products in a wellness home. Like I said, nutrition, I think that's a big key. We've got to keep our body healthy. We need to have a complete healthy lifestyle, including what we eat. We need to take care of our health before bad things start to happen. Like, you know, here we're seeing people who bad things are happening, you know, and we need to take care of our health before we get to that point. Some people say, well, if something happens, I'll eat what I want, I'll drink what I want, and if something happens, I'll put a Band-Aid on or I'll take care of it. No, we need to take care of our health before that happens. And so it's a complete synergy. Yes, it's going to cost money. A wellness home may cost you some dollars, but, you know, some people go out and buy a flat-screen DVD, and all you do is you watch it. But I feel we need a wellness home to surround ourselves in this health daily, you know, the air and the water, the sleep system. And then if we have money left over, then let's get the little niceties in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just very, very, I don't know what the word is, but I just feel that we need to take care of our health.
Right.
I do recommend reading a book called The China Study by T. Colin Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, that changed our life. We now eat totally different than we did. Even though I taught health and nutrition, we have changed our lifestyle, and that book is one that has made quite a difference for us. And,
again, I'll repeat that if anybody missed that. It's The China Study by
T, as in Thomas, T, colon, C-O-L-I-N, Campbell.
Yeah, Campbell. Yeah, China Study. You can find it anywhere. It's very, very popular, and the whole focus of the book is, as many of our other guests have shared on the call, is getting away from America's love affair of meat, for Pete's sake. That's the bottom line. That's, you know, going plant-based. And I know that, you know, what something that you haven't mentioned is, you know, and Colleen, we could spend a whole 30 minutes alone talking about what you taught as a nutritionist, and then I would love to know what you've learned since then, especially with the China study, because the body as a very well-tuned and crafted instrument, if we don't force the acidity out and increase the alkalinity, we're really doing ourselves a disservice, and that's exactly what's going on when you had mentioned that you start your day with the Siaga and the Jade Greenzymes, is you're just hugely, I mean, humongously ginormous proportions, giving the body a shot of alkalinity to get it onto the right track right from the get-go.
And, exactly. And water, so, too. Canned water is alkaline.
Yep.
And all the other waters we drink is, you know, mostly acid, and that's what disease lives in, is acidity. So, you know, it's a whole program. And I don't think I mentioned going back with my herniated disc. I no longer have any pain. My whole body, I'm really pain-free. I'm dancing. We're even polkaing. We walk 2 to 4 miles at rapid speed. I'm probably more active than I was in my 20s and 30s. If I have a pain, I run for a magnet and slap it on.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have the wellness home, which we can take care of our aches and our pains and our hurts. And I just can't express how, you know, our life has changed. And I just hope that people realize that, yes, we can do things for our health before it goes bad.
Right. Well, the key is being proactive, and you guys have definitely done that. And that's what, you know, we may just have to have you back again, Colleen. I doubt it'll be too long because, again, the concept of nutrition and one who's taught it for, as you said, 32 years, and then to discover what you're dealing with now is a whole, it's a whole new world. And I love the fact of what you and Larry are doing is embracing what you've experienced and then simply sharing it with other people and not stressing, you know, the money or the business side of it, but just simply having fun sharing your story. And I think that's what it really, really comes down to. So, as a reminder, our guests have been, with a brief interruption there from the husband, Larry, Colleen and Larry Thomas, and I appreciate your vulnerability and what you've shared and your passion. I think that's the one word that we left out, is you're extremely passionate about what NECIM's given you, and for good reason, and it's working, and so we're looking forward to seeing how your team of over 55ers are going to take this thing and grow it and go from there. So if you've got somebody, those of you who are on the line listening, that you know would benefit from listening to this, the website to catch the recording, if you want to go there, is simply www.canbe4u.biz/s. And I'll go through that again, www.can, the letter B, the number 4, the letter U, .biz, B-I-Z, and then /S, as in Saturday. And that'll take you right into Steve Crowfoot's website. You can click on it, and he's usually pretty good about having this up in a couple hours, and you can hear the entire interview and utilize it from there. And if you're listening to it via the recording and you want to join us live some Saturday morning, the number to punch, there's no such thing as dialing as the end of our, we keep saying that. We got to get that out of our vocabulary. Maybe there is some dial-up phones out there. But it's 218-548-1536. And the code to join is 1536-POUND. Again, 218-548-1536. And the code is 1536-POUND. So, Colleen, thank you so very, very much for being with us. I appreciate it greatly and look forward to having you back and having you share more of these incredible stories.
I think it's important, Vance, that we all just enjoy our lives and just laugh a little. So here's one closing thought. Colleen says whenever she's got a pain, she just runs for a magnet, and she tried that on me, but I didn't go away.
Oh, Larry, you're a hoot. See, we need to get you guys back so we can hear more from Larry's perspective, because as a science teacher, I think we could have a lot of fun pushing the dry sarcasm envelope, to say the least. So thank you guys again. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, and fans, thank you for all you do. These Saturday calls are great. I always enjoy listening to them. So thanks for sharing with people.
My pleasure. I really do. And again, I'll send you guys the money for making that great comic, because that makes me feel good.
Oh, thank you.
What
have a great one.
All right. Thanks. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.